Morning, folks.
Welcome to WFIW. Actually, this is the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in today. Should be a fun show. I have a guest sitting across the way. He's been here a few times before. I will introduce him momentarily, and before I do so, I will tell what has been going on with this guest, and it's a social experiment that I've been doing on the Bruce Dickey Show for a couple of years now. I think I started the show in 13.
I think it was the summer of 13.
Yeah, summer 13. When did you graduate high school? 12?
12, yeah.
Yeah, it was the summer of 13 before this kid was heading off to college. A social experiment, basically. Michael Apted directed and every 7 years puts out 7 up or 14 up and 21 up. And I think now they're up to 56 up or 49 up, something like that. He checks on the same group of kids that he interviewed when they were 7 years old and all the way up until now they're 56 years old or something like that. It's entertaining, but it's a social experiment where you follow somebody through their life. And I've had the opportunity here, and graciously, this guest has done the same thing. It is Will Griffith, who is now a senior in college. We've been doing it a little bit more often than 7 years, haven't we, Will?
Yeah, a little more.
Will Griffith is a senior in college at the University of Illinois and will be graduating soon. And we've talked about several different things, and we'll probably keep Will coming back to make sure that folks keep an eye on. Do you get anybody? Ladies and gentlemen, Will Griffith, first of all.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you very much for coming on the show. Appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
You're going to speak up? You're going to sit there and be Mr. Cool?
Am I close enough now? Is that better?
You're fine, but you need to become. Where's the Will Griffith enthusiasm that I've you're getting older.
I guess
aren't
I'm growing up.
You're growing up a little bit, huh?
A little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm shocked by that.
My mom may say differently though.
Thanks very much for coming on the show.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
You bet. Will has a. Tell me about. Let's see. How have things gone since the last time we talked? Are you still in college? Let's put it that way.
I'm still in college, yes. Last time we talked, I think it was the beginning of last summer. Somewhere in there. And so basically I've gone through my first semester of my senior year.
So how different is let's look at this. Tell the folks who you are and remind everybody who you are, your family and around here and all that kind of stuff.
Like Bruce said, I'm Will Griffith. My mom and dad are Clark and Trisha Griffith. My mom was originally a Pollard. My grandparents are Jim and Patty Pollard. And my dad's parents are Jim and Carolyn Griffith.
You've got all four grandparents still alive, don't you?
Very lucky.
That's very fortunate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's wonderful. And I'm sitting here trying to think when I turned 20. How old are you?
I just turned 21 December 27th.
You had to say that. You had to say the date, didn't you?
Yeah, I had to.
You might not have wanted to do that.
Why is that?
I'm not going to say. But when I turned 21, I was sitting there thinking I had one grandparent left. So, yeah, you are very fortunate.
Yeah,
that's a wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. You're in college.
Yeah.
What started at Frontier.
Yeah.
Now at the University of Illinois. How different have you found it at the from a class standpoint? We'll talk about social life later and that kind of stuff. But there are a lot of kids in town, a lot of kids in high school who may occasionally listen to this show and maybe considering. I've got a niece who goes to Frontier and is planning on transferring somewhere else. How different is it from Frontier going to class at Frontier versus going to class at a larger school?
Basically, at Frontier, your classes are anywhere from 10 to 20 students, mm-hmm. 20 at the max. And I remember my first day at the University of Illinois, I walked into Econ 203, I believe,
uh-huh.
or 302 maybe, Econ 302, and I was in a...
There will be a quiz later, so make sure you have that right.
Right. Yeah, and I walked into class, and I remember I was texting my mom, and I was in shock because I was in a classroom that was probably 300 or 400 kids in it.
Really?
Yeah.
A classroom?
Or not, a lecture hall.
Okay.
Yeah, lecture hall. So it's definitely a lot different in that standpoint. And there's not as much hands-on with the professors. And and that type of stuff. So you're really on your own.
Is that helpful to you, or would you like more? Do you need more interaction, personal interaction with a teacher as opposed to?
I mean, I would prefer to have more interaction with a teacher, but I'm still in school and I've made it this far, so it's not that I need it really.
They have office hours.
Yeah, right? Yeah. For before exams and stuff like that, me and Alex will go to office hours and
do really?
Stuff. Yeah. I mean, not for every test, but if there's something that we're kind of not hitting on or we're missing a little bit, we'll go and bring up questions like that.
I got to tell you, I never went to an office hour in my life. I never. Well, I'm glad to hear that you do that.
I've been to one or two.
What do you ask the guy?
I mean, just general questions about the study guide, or you're trying to dig me in a hole here, Bruce.
No, I'm not. You're doing a great job.
My dad thinks I go to every office hour.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you
and
do.
I do, yeah.
Well, see, now that's interesting. That's a good way to get the professors to know who you are, right?
Sit in the front of the class, yeah.
There you go. How many of those big classes, whenever you had like that Econ 302 or 203, whichever it was, does that break out into smaller groups too, or is it just always the big lecture?
You have your lecture, and then you have your discussions. You'll have a big class like that, your lecture, which will be, say, a Monday and a Wednesday for 50 minutes or an hour and 20. They vary. And then on Friday, it'll break down to a classroom of 40 kids, maybe, mm-hmm. 40 to anywhere between 30 and 50 kids. And that's when it's a little more hands-on, and that's when you have your TAs.
That's when you have the teacher's assistant. Yeah.
Teaching those, and they'll break down the lecture and they'll go more in depth and answer a lot of questions, and that's where you really get help on your homework and stuff.
What are you majoring in up there?
Agricultural business.
Okay. You have to now ag business. You basically take the same class as the regular business guys, don't you? For the most part.
Yeah, a lot of them. I mean, like a lot of my gen eds that I had to take were a lot
Tell folks what gen ed is.
Those are just the classes that you
the general education
you're required
classes.
To take All before right. you get into your in core like in depth like major courses, and so like those classes, yeah, you'll see business students like your accounting classes and your econ classes, but once like now that I'm in all like really all my major courses, you don't ever really see the full business students, but we do take the same classes. Ours are just more. Like I was telling Lynn earlier, agriculturally related.
So you're all but done then with your general education classes,
actually,
is that correct? Do you still have a couple left?
Me and Alex are taking one more this semester. We waited off on it. It's Econ 203.
Wait a second. Time out. What's the title? Course title?
Economics 203. It's like in-depth statistics or something.
You're taking that You're taking that as an off major class?
No, we have to take it. It's a requirement.
Okay. I misunderstood.
So yeah, when since we transferred in, it works a little differently for us, you know.
Yeah.
And so we were available when we transferred in, we were allowed to take our major courses, but there were still some requirements we had to take through U of I that were gen ed courses technically. Okay. And so this one we've just put it off until now because it's a very tough course.
What's your favorite class been up there at school?
Oh,
you, can you? I mean, you must have a favorite class every semester at least. Or,
can I say happy hour?
Well, no.
No, I'm just kidding.
Your grandparents are listening.
Sorry, Mom.
So your mom and dad.
No, that was a joke. But I would say, gosh.
I still remember a couple of classes I took at the University of Illinois that I just loved. For instance, I took two different films classes. Took two different, and these were the general classes that you got to fill out your hours, and you basically for those you find something you're interested in.
Yeah,
I took two different film classes, and I took a couple of detective fiction classes, which were a ball.
And I got like my schedules like I'm taking a full.
You got bowling?
Yeah, you can take bowling. I'm not taking it though this semester or. I won't be taking it, but...
Have you taken a bowling before?
No, I haven't, but I have friends that have.
That must be the coolest class ever.
Yeah, it's in the union. It's in the bottom of the union.
Where the bowling alley is.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And I had no clue there was a bowling alley there until, like, last semester.
Do they still offer refereeing classes? See, I took officiating.
They
at Illinois never used it, but other than what I do now,
they very well may. There's so many classes up there when you're going through and signing up for classes. Really, when you're in your getting into your like electives, like classes that you want to take.
Right.
That's just.
So what's your favorite elective? I'm trying to work you around to find your favorite elective that you've taken up
there. Probably ACE. The title of it's ACE 175. It's Agricultural History. And basically we started out like pre-Civil War era, and it was all in Illinois. It was only agricultural history in the state of Illinois. And so it was basically pre-Civil War, you know, back in the day, and then it worked up until I think when the class was over, we made it to like the 80s or the 90s.
How long ago was this?
This was last semester.
So do you remember some of the stuff from it?
You
remember who John Deere is?
Yeah, I remember who John Deere.
How about McCormick?
Yeah.
Okay, they talked about the McCormick Reaper and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
What was the biggest, I've got a good question about this then. What's the biggest innovation developed in Illinois in the agricultural science area?
I would say like the use of pesticides and that really? Type of stuff. Yeah. I mean, in my opinion, that was like, they had that answer. It was on our final exam. It was really you can't get it wrong, but it was in your opinion, out of these four or five, which is one of the best innovative advances in technology or science that has came into the area since the start of this class. And I think pesticides and the use of that stuff, you know, destroying bugs and really saving crop and stuff, because there was a lot of crop loss before that was invented, and we learned about that in the class.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Do you picture yourself, I tell you what, I'll ask you a question and you think about it when we go to break. Do you picture yourself 2 years ago having any idea what you just talked about for like 2 minutes 2 years ago?
No, not at all. And compared to Jake Pollard and my uncle and my pop, I still don't know nearly as much.
Well, they don't.
Stuff.
Yeah, no, they're into it professionally.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I know a lot more. Like, I could carry on a conversation about most of the stuff, but I mean, I just know what I've learned through classes and stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to Will Griffith here. We're having our social experiment continue on the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM. We'll be back, talk a little bit more with Will when we return here after these words. Folks, welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey. I'm joined this morning by a social experiment. You don't mind being called a social experiment, do you, Will?
Not in the slightest.
By social experiment, Will Griffith. See, now, that's cool. You can, a person could be called an experiment. You know, it's like the Incredible Hulk was an experiment. You know?
Exactly.
The Amazing Spider-Man is an experiment of biting a person. How many people you think have gone out and gotten bitten by a radioactive spider just to see what happens?
I'd say there's maybe a few, actually.
Probably are a few.
Crazy fans or something.
Probably a few idiots out there. We've been talking about some of the things going on in Will's life. The last time you were here, maybe not the last time you were here, but the time before that, you were still pretty. Tell me about how this. Let's get into the social life at the University of Illinois. And I'm not asking for details on going. There are different people have different things that they do. you were in the fraternity system for a long time, for a while.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, for half a semester I was.
And then you moved from there out of it. Tell me about the differences or not. Don't tell me what happened. You never did. You pledged, but you did not initiate. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, it's like the last 2 days, I think. And I was just like, I transferred in and I was older than everyone in the house.
Yeah.
And I just wasn't a fan of being told what to do and bossed around by kids.
So you were in Hell Week.
Yeah.
They call it Hell Week.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's no reason. I got to tell you, there's no. I mean, you're not keeping anything secret by telling what happens in Hell Week.
No, I don't care.
What happens in Hell Week?
It was basically a bunch of rules that I didn't really like, and it
not
was,
is it? Would you call it hazing, or are they just? It's not real hazing.
It's not terrible hazing. I mean, they make you do some kind of ignorant stuff, and
I mean, there are houses. Well, some houses do more hazing things than others.
This one didn't do a lot, but. Basically, they just had a ton of rules, like weren't allowed to walk in certain places. You had to give your cell phone to them for like 8 hours of the day, and you had to weren't allowed to look them in the eyes. You had to
now, wait a minute.
And
okay,
stuff like that.
I did the same thing, and I don't know if you're aware that
I
was in the middle of Hell Week, but I got thrown out. I didn't. They asked me not to to initiate.
And you're drinking all their beer.
No. You know what happened to me? You want to hear this?
Yeah.
Have you heard this story?
I want to say I have, but I can't remember it, though.
We'll see if the same thing happened to you. I was, you know, it was kind of an in-semester type of thing, an off-time Hell Week, because I wasn't with all the other Rush kids. And I was there. They had you scraping windows and doing all kinds of work around the fraternity house and all that kind of thing. I don't mind doing that. That's fine.
Yeah.
But I was also in the Marching Illini, and that takes up a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I would work on the house for all them to go do my practices and back and forth. And I'd been doing that straight for like 4 or 5 days, and my pledge dad, is that what you call it?
Yeah.
The pledge dad comes up to me, and I was looking at 2 or 3 hours of scraping windowsills or something, and he says, you know, if you want, why don't you just go take some time off, go see a movie or something like that. So I said, okay, I'll be glad to. I went and saw a movie. I came back. I was no longer a pledge at Sigma Nu. I got depledged.
They tested you, didn't they?
Basically. Yeah, that's
what
it was.
They baited you and you took
they
it.
You bet I did.
I would have took it, too.
Yeah, it was the best thing I ever did. It was the best thing I ever did. Because, I mean, if they're baiting me to say, what they wanted me to say was, no, I want to stay here and scrape those windows.
I
want to scratch windows. I want to be the little frat fraternity boy the best little fraternity boy I can be and scrape the windows here for another hour or two. And no, that's not what I had the wrong response.
I think you made the right choice, though.
Thanks. And so did you have a similar thing, or did you? What happened? 2 days before, it sounds like it was your choice.
Yeah, it was just like.
What exactly was the straw that stirred the drink, or that I was going to say broke the camel's back? I think you made a great choice.
It was really just a buildup of things. I was just, you know, getting yelled at and screamed at and bossed around and told to do this and that and have to be places on their watch, and you can't really do anything on your own time. And I just didn't make sense to me that I was older than them, and they were telling me that. So we were cleaning. It was like the last day or the day before the end of Hell Week, like when you get initiated. And I just.
All right. So this is Thursday. The initiation is probably like
Saturday.
This coming Saturday,
yeah.
Right? So you got to tell me exactly what happened. Were you scraping a floor at the time or something?
No, we were sweeping and cleaning the house and cleaning the floors. Yeah, and I think Zoe was coming home that weekend. I had something that weekend, and I was like, and they said I couldn't go because of Hell Week or whatever. And so I just got my phone and my shoes. Handed him a broom and just walked out.
You'd had enough.
Yeah, just never went back.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Did they ever send you bills?
No. And that was part of it when they sent me like a $1,500 bill to have friends.
Weren't staying there.
No, I was not staying there. But you have to. You still have to pay dues.
Right. You were going to be paying your dues to go to the.
I have great friends here, like Joe and Jake and all those guys, and I don't have to pay them $1,500.
Don't start naming your friends. You're gonna have to. You'll be sitting here all day long.
I know. I got too many of them.
Well, that's true. But that's the other thing, though. And the reason I ask you all that is to get to this. One can make decisions in going to college.
Yeah.
And there are occasionally decisions that are peer pressured. You were being pressured to stay, I presume.
I mean, yeah. They really in the end they want you to because
they want you to because they want
the money and they just yeah. The more people in the house, the better.
And you have friends who stayed.
Yeah.
Who are in?
Yeah.
That,
and there's are good, in good guys system. In the house. Yeah. I'm still yeah. friends with.
You're still friends with folks good, in the house, yeah. but there are. Your folks can make choices is what I'm getting at, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Tell me a little bit about the so you move on from there. I don't think we when did that happen, by the way?
That would have been my first semester there, so been the
I didn't realize. See, because whenever you took us around, I thought you were still I met a lot of those guys, were you still in the
No,
the
I wasn't.
At
no,
that,
that was last year's Dad's Day, and I don't think I was.
That was November 14th.
Oh, then yeah, I still would have been. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, just confused. Are you happy you made the decision?
Yeah, very happy.
So independence is fine.
Yeah, I would recommend it just because I can do what I want.
And do you? Now, if some kid. Say you walk into some kid or you know some folks here in Fairfield who might be ended up going up to University of Illinois or go to any other school. If someone asks you, hey, Will, what do you suggest? Should I go look into the fraternity system or would you tell somebody to avoid that?
No, I wouldn't talk it down by any sense or tell anyone not to. I mean, yeah. Everyone's different.
To each his own.
Go try it yourself, yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't like it. I mean, I just wasn't a fan of having kids younger than me boss around and just the ignorance of the rules and stuff. That was kind of childish. So
that's interesting.
I just like, not for me.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Are you, let's see. Okay. Do you find, where are you able to make your friends up there? Do you find kids from class or, since you're out of the fraternity system, where do you meet most of your friends?
Well, I mean, I already made a lot of friends cause I made it that far. So a lot of those guys are still my friends and I see them and we'll grab by to see, but I really hang out a lot with.
Do you hang out with more folks from Fairfield or folks that you knew before high school or college, or do you hang out with folks that you met up in college?
I hang out with folks that I met up in college, but I knew of them before college. It was I hang out a lot with Chase Saylor and Colin Winters.
All right, I got to know then. Colin Winters and you was it Winters that you had the history that you shoved down to the ground, or who was the kid that?
I think that was Truitt and Beach.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Do the Carmine guys and the Fairfield guys get along?
In high school, you'd never think it, but yeah, now we do. I mean, yeah, they're like my best friends. I sleep at their apartment. I would sleep there on the couch all the time. And
really?
Hang out. Yeah, we do. I see them every day.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Is it one of those things that you guys are in a similar apartment building or something like that?
No, I'm actually on the far east end of campus, and they're on the far west side of campus. So it's a good.
How tell me about getting around campus. Did you ever buy it? Do you have a car up there to go to class? Or that's a bad idea.
My mom's paid a lot of parking tickets. But no, we've invested into a bike, and so that's what I do. I mean, and it's been a warm winter, so even up towards the, like finals and stuff this year when it's supposed to be snowing and freezing and sleeting, I could ride my bike everywhere.
Have you had a bike stolen, or is this your first one?
This is my first one, but I keep it locked up, so I haven't seen it since I left, so I'm hoping it's still in
Knock
my parking
wood,
garage.
I guess, right?
Yeah.
So you put it down the garage?
Yeah, we have a parking garage under our apartment, and it has a bike rack under there, so that's where I have it locked up at.
A lot of crime up in Champaign?
Yeah, there's
Champaign,
actually
Urbana?
More than you think. Yeah, there's car theft, and there's people that get assaulted and stuff, and so.
Are they basically muggings, or are people getting assaulted just for the sake of assaulting?
No, I think it's like muggings and stuff because there's a lot of, I mean, outside of Champaign and Urbana and the rural areas and kind of like on the basically outside of the campus town in Urbana, there's some bad areas.
Really?
And I think from what I understand from the emails we get from the chief of police and stuff.
Like I say, what do you hear from? What do you hear? You get emails from the chiefs of police of Urbana and of
I think
the university,
just the university chief of police or from my from
really. What do they? What do they like? Warn you to stay out of particular sections?
They send you emails every time there's a crime, so you get two or three a week. And there's robberies, and they send a big spell on keeping your door locked and all that stuff and not letting people into your buildings unless they have their key to get in themselves. And then there's
Is that how a lot of the robberies take place? Folks just gain access to a building?
Yeah, or just taking cars and stuff, from my understanding. And
well, see, now, that whenever I was up there, the worst thing would be, well, other than, you know, we did have the occasional assault, too. Mm-hmm. But the worst thing was, your car was so far away.
Walking to their car at night?
Well, that, no. Actually, people, their car's just getting broken into.
Yeah, see, that still happens a lot. But a lot of, like, there's, I think crime's actually gone up quite a bit. And they always tell you don't walk back from the bars and stuff like that late at night by yourself, because that's when people get assaulted and get mugged and robbed and stuff like that.
Well, and the burglars are not burglars, but the muggers probably think folks are easy picking at that time of night.
Yeah, definitely. And what our emails basically explain is that it's they believe it's kind of, some of it's gang related.
Really?
And we had a stunt this past semester where they emailed all the sororities, and the girls weren't allowed to wear their letters for like the rest of the semester because a local gang or whatever, their initiation into the gang was they had to kidnap a sorority girl.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Did they ever get that done?
I mean, I didn't keep up on it. I just was told that by Colin's girlfriend. She's in a sorority, and
yeah,
so they weren't allowed to be wearing their letters.
Well,
so.
I mean, my question is, did somebody ever get kidnapped?
I think kidnapped or assaulted or something like that is what I, yeah, I think that's how it
That's pretty
out.
Rough.
Yeah.
Did you expect, first question, do your mom and dad know about that kind of rough stuff going on up there? And
yeah,
does your mom freak out about it?
Probably, but she always worries about me walking back from studying or classes and stuff, yeah. Night stuff. But they get the emails too. Like
they do get the
their
emails.
Email address is linked to mine, so anytime a university email is sent to me, I think they get it.
No kidding. So you keep all your porn emails on a different address, I guess.
Oh my what?
Your pornographic emails?
I have no part in that. I'd rather talk about drinking or something.
It's a joke. This is an entire. It was a joke.
That's not part of the experiment.
The experiment just went far afield. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
All right. That was a joke. I'm kidding, Jim, Carolyn, and Clark, Trisha, and Jim, and Pat. This is a joke.
Thanks for the apology.
This is the Bruce Dickey Show. I've got Will Griffith. We're talking about things at the university. We'll talk about a little bit more stuff with Will when we return after these words on the Bruce Dickey Show, AM 1390, WFIW-FM, Fairfield. Back in a sec.
Hey, baby, get my soul. Come on, baby, turn around. Let me see your pretty blue eyes. Don't you know that I love you? Please don't leave me this anymore, though. Hey, baby, get my soul. Come on, baby, turn around. Let me show you how I feel. Don't you know that I love you?
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. My guest this morning is Will Griffith. He's a student up at the University of Illinois. We've been talking about a few things. He is a senior now. He's been doing this, basically the social experiment. Folks are watching Will grow up. He's actually less enthusiastic and, you're less enthusiastic, but you're more reserved now than you've ever been, Will. Has anybody mentioned that to you?
No, not other than you right now.
It's because you've been drinking coffee. I kind of hoped you'd be gigantically all hopped up on goofballs.
No, I usually try to have a cup or two a morning working for the city.
Is that a good idea? I mean, you're pretty young to be starting the coffee addiction.
Yeah, it wakes me up. So.
So can't you wake up?
Yeah,
normally?
That's a good idea.
All right. So you're looking at your senior. You're going to be getting out of school pretty soon, I guess. You're going to be. Are we staying in school? Going to go for another several years and become a doctor and that kind of thing?
No. When I'm done, I'm done.
When you're done, you're done.
Yeah.
So pretty soon you're going to be trying to find a job, right? How's that?
Yeah.
How's the job outlook for brand new college graduates in ag econ?
In the Midwest, that's a good area to have an agricultural business degree. There's a lot of jobs and a lot of different things I could go into.
What are some of the varieties of opportunities that you have out there? What will you be looking for versus what will be available?
Really what I'm looking for is, I think I'll probably be moving to Nashville once I get done. And down there they have the Aldi's headquarters, which is Bob works for Aldi's, Ashley's
cousin
husband.
Uncle Bob.
And I'm really hoping I can try to steal an internship with them.
I say cousin Bob because Ashley's so young. She's like, what, 10 years older than you? Is that what?
She looks younger than me.
She does look younger than you.
Get me some bonus points.
There you go. Bob has, do you plan on getting into the Aldi or what?
Nothing's a guarantee, that's what I would
does
really like
to do. Does he know about
this
or are we just breaking the news?
No, I've talked to him a lot about it, and so that's kind of what I'm pursuing. That's what I got my eyes on, but even if that didn't follow through.
Not for you, but how about for what's your general college graduate looking at these days since they come out of college?
With a degree like mine?
Yeah.
A lot of them in my major, a lot of them are going to go back and work on family farms.
Right.
You get a lot of farm kids there, but they're more from Central Illinois. There's a lot of larger farms in Central Illinois. There's a lot of really good ground up there around Champaign County,
yeah.
Some of the best. And so there's a lot of them like that. And I have buddies that are in that are going to go out and get into the commodities and like futures market and try to do something for a company, or work buying and selling.
What's the
grain and stuff?
When you talk to folks who've been, you talk to former students, right? Who've graduated in your major, or do they have you talk to folks like that?
I personally haven't.
That's something you might want to think about.
Yeah,
talk to somebody who's actually been through the thing. Okay, all right. I'm trying to get. Are you scared of the job market or not? That's what I'm trying to get you to. Are you anxious about it?
Yeah, I'm very anxious. Yeah, I know school's something that I have to do. I'm not a huge school fan. Like I'd rather be working and making money. So that's something I look forward to.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's great. That's a great attitude to have about it. Tell me a little bit about the when you go to the University of Illinois game, and I don't know if it's like this at every school, there are occasionally not too many students there. Is there apathy for the sports, is there apathy at Illinois? What's the current line of thinking among the student body?
Student outlook on the
University of Illinois sports, football, and I need to know this because we carry them both, and I want to make sure that we're broadcasting them to interested people.
And you want the truth?
Yes.
All right. Well, kind of the motto up there is football games, which we never get night games, primetime games. We're always playing at 11.
Yeah.
The goal of probably 90% of students is to be highly intoxicated by game time. So
is that right?
You don't have to deal with being sober through the terrible beatings we take.
Is that right?
Yeah. And it's sadly, but it looks like from being a big fan and watching most every game, it looks like it's getting that way with basketball too.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That seems like, I got to tell you, that's a little discouraging.
Well, I'm you are aware of the recent decisions our university been making.
Do you have a chancellor?
An interim one.
Do you? What's the time frame on getting a new one?
I have no clue. I'm more worried about like a football coach.
Do you have an athletic director?
An intern one.
What's the outlook on getting a new one? You got a football coach.
We had an intern one, but they hired him for 2 years, so that will really help recruiting.
Were the student body really, were y'all happy about Bill Cubitt coming back?
No. I mean, how can you be?
But he comes out on the quad and shakes hands and gives tickets away.
He doesn't win games, though.
He's shaking hands with
the
people.
He is a nice guy, and he sits at the ticket office downtown on Green Street and gives away free tickets because no one wants to go because they
You're not wanting to talk. You're not.
You're ruining my morning.
You're trying to stay happy, aren't you? Okay, well then, I'll ask you about your favorite football team. How are the Rams doing?
Well, they're probably leaving St. Louis. So.
Yeah, they probably are.
Sore subject.
Yeah. So, you know, that's the tricky part. Who are you going to be rooting for? People ask me. I was asked on this show yesterday. Who am I going to be rooting for when the Rams leave? When the Rams leave St. Louis?
I'll probably. Probably follow Johnny Manziel and just root for his teams.
You're not going to be a Cowboys fan.
No, if he goes to the Cowboys, no, I'm not.
And they don't have a team in Vegas.
No.
You're going to have to root for Billy Vegas. Is that his name?
Yeah, with his wig and his fake mustache.
Have they shown a picture yet? I haven't seen a picture
Vegas. They have released shirts of him. And it's,
I've seen the shirt.
The shirt with a cartoon character of him, and that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. All right, well, that's cool. What does the future hold? Okay, so you find Aldi's and you've got a steady girl now too, don't you?
Yeah, Zoe Warren. She's actually, it's her second day on her new job. Her internship is today at 10 o'clock.
Oh, really? So she's graduated?
Yeah, she's done. Her first day was yesterday.
Where'd she go to school?
O'More College of Design in Franklin, Tennessee.
Say that again.
O'More.
How do you spell that?
O'M. O-O-R-E.
Really? I never heard of it.
It's a sister school to Belmont. It's a
private
school.
I was thinking she went to Belmont, but I didn't realize that.
Private school that focuses mainly on interior design and fashion. And she's an interior designer, or has an interior designer degree, and just started it's her second day, like I said, and she just started with Hannah Kroll.
Really?
His father is Rodney Kroll, the country singer.
Crowell,
yeah. I just say Kroll. That's how I pronounce it. But yeah, Rodney Crowell, that's her dad. And, her grandpa is actually Johnny Cash.
So this was a daughter of Rodney Crowell and Roseanne Cash?
Actually, she has three sisters. Hannah was, mom is not Roseanne, but she claims
it's
that. So it's technically Hannah's step-grandpa. But,
I see.
Yeah.
Well, not anymore. I mean, she can go talk to him. Yeah. I did not realize that. Does Mr. Crowell have anything to do with the, has she met Rodney Crowell?
No, she hasn't. I assume at some point.
It's only her second day.
If this turns into a job, I hope that I do eventually.
Well, you see, Rodney Crowell's pretty cool.
Yeah, Leaving Louisiana. It's a great song.
I think I've got some Rodney Crowell in here that I can play. Yeah, yeah. I don't know if I have Leaving Louisiana. Let me look here. But tell me, what is, she's going to stay down in Nashville? Is that why you said you might be heading that direction?
Yeah, and I just think there's a lot of job opportunities in Nashville, and I like the area. It's probably my favorite area that I've gone to and visited, and I've visited a lot. And so I really like the Franklin and the Nashville area.
I don't have Leaving Louisiana. I do have Loving All Night.
That's a good one.
Want me to play it?
Sure, play a little snippet of it.
Let's see if I can't find it. 79, 27. Ladies and gentlemen, this break in the broadcast is brought to you by Rodney Crowell.
Are you going to send this song out to Zoe?
I can.
Yeah.
Or you can.
She likes you more.
Is she listening?
Yeah, I think she has the app.
That's good. M79, 2750. Let's get to that one. I'm going to play. Yeah, that's it. Ladies and gentlemen, Rodney Crowell. Well, let's find it, get it in there. This is the lull in the show as I do stuff. There you go. So you're going to meet this guy.
I hope. That'd be cool.
Now, baby, pull the covers back over my head. Now, tell me. Does Zoe's family, they're country singers. Do they know any of these people? Or
They know Rodney Crowell, and, or however you want to say it. And he does a lot of performing with Emmylou Harris.
Yeah.
And they know her. She's pretty big. And
I know, but I mean, are they friends of the family and that kind of thing? Is that how she...
No, not at all. Zoe just found her, and she liked her. I guess in the design world, you want to find someone who likes your style, or you match styles, have similar
styles.
So
she's looking for like a mentor, or has... was looking for like a mentor, maybe.
Yeah, it's an internship that she, I mean, hopefully will pan out into a job. But yeah, and so they kind of have the same similar desires for design and doing the same type of
what's
style.
Zoe's style? What's her what's her feng shui?
Like boho and kind of like industrial, like bohemian style. Okay. and industrial, just a kind of a cross between that stuff.
I guess I'm confused. What would a confluence of bohemian style and industrial style be?
I have no clue.
Next question.
Can you call in, Zoe?
No, don't call in. We're running out of time. Well, I got to tell you, Will, I appreciate you continuing to come in on these kind of things.
Yeah, no problem.
Are you having fun? Are you having fun in college?
Yeah.
Is this a decision you'd probably make again?
Probably so, yeah. I've had a lot of fun.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. Well, thank you again very much for coming in. We'll just go ahead and leave on this song, it sounds like to me. Thanks again for coming in, and best of luck to you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Bruce.
That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today. We'll talk to you all real soon.
As long as I can, I'm gonna make it every part of my plan.